This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghan's High Council for National Reconciliation on Friday. That's according to the White House. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants surged. This since Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Negotiators are closer to saving the Iran nuclear deal, but sticking points remain. That's according to diplomats on Sunday. At the end of the latest round of talks, world powers have been meeting since early April to try to bring the U.S. back to the 2015 landmark agreement and Iran back into compliance with it. Sunday's meeting came a day after the ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi was declared the winner of the Islamic Republic's presidential election, replacing the moderate Hassan Rouhani. The 2015 accord promising Tehran sanctions relief and return for curbing its nuclear program was thrown in disarray in 2018 when then-U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew. Armenia's acting prime minister claimed victory in a parliamentary election after the votes were counted. 30% of the results declared, more than 58% of the vote compared with just shy of 19% for the former president, citing the Central Election Commission. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in central Russia arraigned a suspect Sunday on murder charges in the death of an American woman who was studying at a local university. The body of the 34-year-old was found Saturday in a wooded area near a city 400 kilometers east of Moscow. State news agency RI Novosti cited that the local court saying the suspect gave her a ride, then took her to a wooded area where he beat and stabbed her during a dispute. Her mother told U.S. National Public Radio that her daughter had texted her in a car with Russian news reports having said and identified the suspect as Alexander Popov and said the suspect had a record of violent crimes. He faces up to life in prison if he's convicted of murder. Israel's government approved Sunday the establishment of an independent state commission of inquiry into a deadly disaster at a Jewish holy site in April that left 45 people dead, 150 people injured. The Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said the commission would investigate major safety shortcomings that led to a deadly stampede at the celebrations. Some 100,000 people, mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews, gathered for the holiday festival in northern Israel, despite coronavirus restrictions limiting outdoor assemblies to 500 people and long-standing warnings about the safety of such gatherings. Israel said Sunday it will allow the limited export of farm produce from Gaza. This is a month after a ceasefire with the enclave's Hamas rulers to end an 11-day conflict. Crowded Mediterranean territory, home to around 2 million Palestinians, has been under Israeli blockade since 2007. Extra restrictions since intense violence last month has meant Gaza's farmers have been unable to export goods as usual, creating a glut of produce like tomatoes and strawberries, causing prices to tumble significantly. Goods will be allowed out of the Gaza Strip through the crossing. And U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico will remain closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st. That's according to the U.S. Homeland Security Department. The 30-day extension came after Canada announced its own extension Friday of the requirements that were set to expire on Monday. The stipulation has been in place since March of 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. government held working group meetings with Canada and Mexico just last week. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.